My name is Harry Bueller. I'm a professor of vascular medicine at the Academic Medical Center in Amsterdam. My research interest is the diagnosis, the prevention, treatment, prognosis of venous thromboembolism, and to some extent also arterial thrombosis.
Can you just give me a brief overview of what the current state of treatment options are for patients with thrombosis?
So the standard of treatment of patients with venous thromboembolism in the 70s and 80s was a course of intravenous unfractionated heparin followed by vitamin K antagonist. Both needed to be monitored very carefully. The first revolution is actually the introduction of low molecular weight heparin. These drugs could be given subcutaneously in a fixed dose, eliminating the need for intravenous heparin. The really third major breakthrough is the replacement of vitamin K antagonists like warfarin by direct oral anticoagulants. And where we are today is that this disease now, from a hospital-based treatment, is now done in the community.
And can you talk me through some of the key clinical trials that may have led to these breakthroughs and the shift from the older drugs onto these newer anticoagulant drugs?
Each of these steps, of course, are dictated by careful clinical trials. So the introduction of these direct oral anticoagulants, the DOACs, and we have four of them. One of them is a oral drug that inhibits thrombin, while the other three are inhibitors of 10A. Each of these studies have undergone large clinical trials comparing the standard of treatment, that is low molecular weight heparin followed by vitamin K antagonist, with a low molecular weight heparin followed by a fixed dose of these DOACs. But what those randomized trials, and that involved, I think in total, more than 27,000 patients, all four together, very, very firmly established that the DOAC regimens were as effective in terms of preventing recurrence, but they were clear safer than warfarin, particularly in the intracranial bleeds and fatal bleeds. And hence, that really, I think, revolutionized the way we treat these patients today.
So in terms of the current state of anticoagulant therapy, I mean, from your perspective, are we in a good place or is there still ground to be made? What's coming up in the future? Where are things going?
You know, we'll do research to improve patient care. That's an easy statement. But to be very honest, patients with venous thromboembolism were put in bed, had no privilege to go to the bath, need to be in bed for at least a week, needed an intravenous infusion, which all was quite cumbersome and unpleasant for these patients. And so the developments of low molecular weight heparin, the developments of the DOACs, have had a massive influence on the quality of life of these patients. So yes, I am very proud to be a part of those developments, because it is an example where direct management of patients was influenced in a very, very positive way. And as I said, nowadays, 95% of these patients do not even see a hospital bed and can be adequately treated and followed in an outpatient setting. And their quality of life is heavily, positively, affected.